say the public does have comments or feedback, can you tell them where they can go to leave that?
Well, really, as Matt mentioned in the meeting, either through email or phone calls to the board members, because you know, they have now a month to look at this list and to consider this list and to either make changes to it or accept it as is. And you know, if the community has strong feelings about certain things on that list, they could certainly voice that opinion to the board, and then the board would have the ability to change the list if they so choose.
How much of that list was stuff you came up with, and how much was from the public hearings that you held?
Well, I think it's tough for me to draw a conclusion to that, Rich, because some things I had thought of, but quite frankly, between all the forms, nearly all those things were on somebody's list somewhere. My job was to look at all the information and use some of my own judgments and create a list in its totality.
The positions chosen for attrition, wouldn't those mostly have come from you?
Most of those attrition ones would have come from me. Although I would say that there were a few of those attrition ones that other people brought to my attention through these forums. Say, well, you know, you might want to look at this or look at that. And then when I did look, I said, well, you know, that's reasonable. And so it made the final cut.
One position that will become vacant will be the Mr. Wetmore's position, band director. It sounds like you're going to replace that position.
The plans right now would be to replace that position.
To hire someone
for that position. That's correct.
Is that also based on input? Because there's been a lot of support shown in the past couple of meetings for the music program.
It really was not based on any input. And what I mean by that, Rich, no disrespect to the people who came, but when it comes to budget reductions, my responsibility is to come up with the list that I think has the least amount of impact, if you will, on students and in the classroom. And I spent a good amount of time with Mr. Matzy in terms of the band program, how it works, and some of the things you heard the gentleman speak about here tonight in terms of team teaching and the differences between team teaching and teaching on your own. Mr. Matzy went through with me, and he could clearly see that when they were in the team teaching model, say 2 years ago, the example he showed me at the eighth grade level, they were able to get through 190 mini lessons, and without team teaching would only get through 100. And that's 90 less lessons that then get pushed to the freshman year. And so he clearly, in terms of when you look at the schedule, he clearly by himself could teach 6th, 7th, 8th in high school band. But as we had a discussion, it's the quality that would suffer by not having two. And he was right. You know, when the community has become accustomed to a high-quality band program, and I think given the discussions we've had and the model that we'll put forward, we'll be able to continue with that high-quality program.
Now, your list right now does hit that $500,000 mark. Are you still looking at making personnel cuts at all?
No, this is the totality of the list that you saw tonight. No hidden agendas there in terms of additional cuts. This is the recommended level.
Mr. Matzy is the junior high band director, and Mr. Wetmore is high school?
That's correct. Mr. Matzy currently is the 6th through 8th grade band director. Mr. Wetmore, the high school band director. And I want to clarify that question you asked me about in terms of reduction. This is the plan. Now, as I look at grants over the course of the next month or so and people who are grant funded, if there's some question about whether or not a grant would be funded, it's in entirety, there could be people that we riff just based on the grant, but then you find out a month later the grant money comes through and you rehire those people. So there could be a few of those, but I haven't gotten to that place yet. So I just wanted to clarify that that question.
And it sounds like you're still keeping an open mind if somebody comes up with some other suggestions or wants something saved.
Absolutely.
There's a month to go.
There's a month to go. And like I said, I've spent, Rich, as you know, since before Christmas looking at these lists. And so, like I said, this is not a list that I came up with quickly. It's one when I looked at everything that's available to us. My view is this list has the least amount of impact. As you know, the Finance Committee directed me to reduce by 500,000. We hit almost 400,000, 399,000 through attrition. That means nobody in the district loses a job. Nobody loses a stipend. And so that's a pretty good list, I think, when you come up with those kind of results.
Nonetheless, was it difficult to do this?
Oh, it was very difficult because even amongst the things that are on the list, you know, as you look at the district as a whole, each one of those you have to ask yourself and you have to try to put yourself in that place and say, with this reduction, certainly it will change that environment somewhat in terms of the attrition. And but is it a reasonable change? And that's what I had to ask myself. Is that environment going to change in a reasonable way that won't be damaging to kids? And that's how I came up with the list.
Some of this also perhaps necessary cutting just to make it a, I guess, leaner, stronger school district?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, one thing about when an organization was faced with the finances we were faced with, it forces you to take a good look at yourself top to bottom in the organization. And, you know, when there's plenty of money flowing in, you're all off to that curriculum and innovative side of things. And sometimes several years go by before somebody takes a good critical look at some of these things. And when you do take a good critical look, like we did this time, you do find areas where you say, you know what, it's perfectly reasonable, even in good times, to change the model here a little bit in order to maximize our expenses someplace else.
And do I understand correctly, there are two special ed positions being eliminated?
Yes, one in early childhood, which is a fully federal grant-funded program. And we spend, as a district, we spend considerably more in the early childhood and preschool, early childhood grants than what the grants bring in. And so that was a cut that was made because the special ed teacher was retiring. We looked at the special ed numbers, and we could see by the numbers, we could collapse them into one classroom and still be under the limits that they allow you to have that number of students in a classroom. But it will be additional students for that teacher, so we'll also put a little additional support in that classroom for that teacher. Now, the other special ed position comes from this building, Macomb Junior Senior High School, where there's three other special ed teachers retiring, and we'll just not replace one of those. So we'll replace two of the three.